We are now going to learn Brachos Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. We are holding by the Avraham Gamliel Mana Atzmo Mi Beis Hamedrash Afilu Shah Achas. Continuing the story about how Rabbi Gamliel lost his job as the Nasi because of how he humiliated Rabbi Yoshua, and how ultimately Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi in his place. So the Gemara tells us that even so, Rabbi Gamliel did not hold back from entering the Beis HaMedrash, from learning, even for Shah Achas, even for a short period of time. Titznan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Yadayim, Bo Beyom, on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed as Nasi, Ba Yehuda Geramoni Lefneim Beveis HaMedrash, Yehuda, an Ammoni convert, came to them in the Beis HaMedrash, Amar Lehem, Ma Ani Lava Bakal. And he said, what's the halacha? Am I allowed to marry a regular Jewish girl? Amar Lehem Gamliel, Asr Ata Lava Bakal. You are not allowed to marry a regular Jewish girl. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Mutar Ata Lava Bakal. And Rabbi Yeshua said, you are permitted to marry a regular Jewish girl. So each one explains their opinion. Amar Lehem Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says, Rabbi Yeshua, Velo Kvar Nemar Leyava Ammoni Moavi Bakal Hashem. Pasuk says that an Ammoni Moavi is not allowed to marry a regular Jewish person. What do you think, that the Ammon and Moab of today are the same Ammon and Moab that used to live in those lands? The Sancheiriv already came and he mixed around all the nations, so no one is on their original land. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says in the Navi of Yeshaya about the Melech Ashur, about his great Gaiva, Va'asir Gvulos Amim, Va'asidosehem Shosesi, Va'orid Kabir Yoshvim. So you see, Ammon and Moab were mixed in with people of other nations, and even this Ger, he may have come from Ammon, but we don't know that he's from the original nation of Ammon. Maybe he's from one of the other nations that got mixed in with Ammon. They called the Parish Meruba Parish, and anything that's not in this original location, and we don't know where it's from, we assume it comes from the majority. So the same is true by this Ger. We should assume that he comes from the majority of other nations that are allowed to marry Jews once they convert, and therefore the guy should be allowed to marry a Jew. Amar lo Rav Gamliel, but Rav Gamliel responded, V'alo kfar nemar, but doesn't the Pasuk say, V'achrei chein oshuve shvus b'nei Ammon u'm Hashem, that Hashem says, I will ultimately return the b'nei Ammon u'kvar shavu, and they already have returned. So therefore he's an Ammoni, and he should not be allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. Amar lo Rav Yishur, Rav Yishur responded, V'alo kfar nemar, but the Pasuk says, V'shavti yeshavus Ami Yisrael, V'adayin lo shavu. It says that in the end of days, God is going to return Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, and that has not yet happened, so probably Ammon and Moav not yet returned either. Miyadi tiru lava bakal. So right away the Chacham said, okay, if Ammon and Moav have not been totally returned and they're mixed in with all sorts of other nations, this guy who converts, even though he comes from the land of Ammon, is allowed to marry a Jewish woman. Ammon Ram Gamliel, ho v'achi hava. Since the halacha was passed like Rabbi Yeshua regarding the Ger Ammoni, and it turns out that I caused him all this anguish for nothing, Ezel v'afaisel Rabbi Yeshua. Let me go and let me try to appease Rabbi Yeshua. Kimata levese, when Rabbi Gamliel got to Rabbi Yeshua's house, chazin la ashiyasa debese de meshacharan. He saw that the walls of Rabbi Yeshua's house were blackened. Amrle, oy lo lador sha'ata parnaso. He said, woe unto a generation, that you are the leader of a generation. Shiyat yodea b'tzaren shal tamidei chachamim. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Chazin de meshacharan, he saw that the walls of his house were black. He said, wow, from the walls of your house it looks like you're a blacksmith or something, that you're dealing with smoke all the time or something, that your walls are so disgusting. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yeshua said back to him, wow, you don't even realize what poor people live like. Oilo ledor shata parnaso, woe unto a generation that you're the leader of such a generation. She'i ato yodea b'tzaren shel tamidei chachamim b'mehem esparnasin b'mehem nizonim. You don't know the tzar of tamidei chachamim, what they get their parnasa from, what they get their sustenance from. Amar lo enesilach, Rabbi Gamliel says, I obviously insulted you. Mecholi, please forgive me. Lo ashkach bei, Rabbi Yeshua did not want to forgive Rabbi Gamliel. Asei b'shvil kvod abba. So Rabbi Gamliel says, please do it for the honor of my father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, PA. So Rabbi Yeshua finally was mochel him at that point. So once Rabbi Gamliel got Rabbi Yeshua to be mochel him, the Chacham said, you know, now that Rabbi Yeshua has forgiven him, maybe let's put Rabbi Gamliel back as the Nasi. Amru man neza v'lemelu l'rabbanon. Who's going to go and tell the Chachamim in the Beis Medrash that Rabbi Gamliel has made amends with Rabbi Yeshua and that it's time to put Rabbi Gamliel back? A certain koves, a certain launderer said, I'll go, I'll deliver the message. Shaluch Rabbi Yisrael ben Midrash, Rabbi Yisrael sent a message to the Beis Medrash, man de lavish mada yilbash mada, the one who normally wears his coat should wear his coat, meaning the guy who used to be the Nasi should continue to be the Nasi. Uman de lo lavish mada yemalei leman de lavish mada shlach madach va'ana albashay. And the one who doesn't normally wear the coat, can he tell the one who normally wears the coat, you take off your coat and I'm going to wear it? Meaning, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is new to this whole Nasi game and he shouldn't be able to tell Rabbi Gamliel that I get your job. Amal Rabbi Kiva the Rabbanon, Troku Galei. So Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbanon, close the door. Delolehesu Avdi to Rabbi Gamliel, Letzar the Rabbanon, so that the Avadim of Rabbi Gamliel won't come and cause us anguish. So since Rabbi Akiva didn't want to accept what the Koves suggested, Amar Rabbi Shua, Mutav De'ikum Ve'ezel Anala Gabayu. Rabbi Shua said, better that I should go to the Beis Medrash. Asa Taraf Habava. So Rabbi Shua came, he knocked on the door. Amalhu Maza Be Maza Yaza. The Kohen, the son of a Kohen, should be the one to sprinkle the Mechatos. Vishaino lo Maza, Velo Ben Maza, Yomala Maza Ben Maza, Me Mech Me Ma'arav Afrechefer Mikla. Someone who's not a Kohen and is not the son of a Kohen, is he able to tell a Miyuchastik a Kohen, someone who's a Kohen, the son of a Kohen, who sprinkles the Mechatos, that your waters are not Mechatos and it's just spoiled waters, and your ashes are not really the Afropara, the ashes of the part of the Efer Para, they're just stam ashes. So what Rabbi Yeshua was trying to say is, just like a person cannot take away the kuna from someone who comes from the Zera Aaron, from the children of Aaron, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah comes from the Kohanim, so too one is not allowed to take away the Nasius from someone who deserves the Nasius, and that's Rabbi Gamliel. He deserves the Nasius. So, and just like we rely on the Kohen that the Efer Paraduma and the Mechatos is kosher, we have to rely on Rabbi Gamliel that when he does things, he's doing things properly. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua Nispayasta. So Rabbi Akiva says, wow, I apparently see that you have made amends with Rabbi Gamliel. Klum asinu al b'shvil kvodcha. Everything we did was just for your honor. L'machra aniva ta nashkem l'pischo. So tomorrow you and I should go and appease Rabbi Gamliel and tell him that we're inviting him back to the Nasius. So Amri, so the Chum said, Hechi Navid, what should we do? Now Abre, should we fire Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah from the Nasius? Gemiri Malin Bekodesh Ve'Moridin. We have a tradition that someone only goes up in stature. He's not supposed to go down in stature, so we can't fire him. Nidrush Marchada Shabbata, Marchada Shabbata. Should we have them take turns? Have Rabbi Gamliel Darshin one Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah another? Asi Lekanuye. That's going to cause jealousy. Elidrush Rabbi Gamliel Tosa Shabbasi. Let Rabbi Gamliel take three consecutive turns, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Chada Shabbata. And then each month, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would get one turn taking the lead. And that's why we say all over Shas, we would always ask, oh, whose Shabbos was it? Shal Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Haisa. And they would say, oh, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Shabbos or Rabbi Gamliel's Shabbos. Va'usul Talmud, that Talmud who asked, that who started this whole story off by asking whether Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus or a Chova, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Hava. That Talmud happened to have been Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So that's an interesting thing to file away for Lag BaOmer. That what do we know about Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? He started this whole thing with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, where Rabbi Gamliel lost his job, and the whole thing was started by a shayla of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Well, let's make a main point over here. Once Rabbi Gamliel was appeased, I'm sorry. Once Rabbi Gamliel appeased Rabbi Yeshua, they brought him back to the Nasius without completely firing Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah from the Nasius. Okay, the Mishnah went on to say, "Vishal Musafin Kalayom," that Musaf can be davened all day. Am Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan says, "V'nikra poshea." Even though you're allowed to daven Musaf all day, if you do it too late in the day, after 7 hours of the day, you're considered to be negligent. Tan Rabba, the Gemara brings a brisa that deals with someone who has the option of davening Musaf or Mincha, which one should he do first? A person had two tefillos in front of him. Achash al Mincha v'achash al Musaf. Mincha and Musaf. Mispal shal Mincha v'acharkach mispal shal Musaf. He should have Mincha first, then Musaf. Shazu tadira v'zuena tadira, because Mincha is more tadir, and the rule is tadir v'sheina tadir tadir kodim. Rabbi Yehuda omer, mispal shal Musaf v'achach mispal shal Mincha. No, you should have Musaf first. Shazu mitzvah veres, shazu mitzvah sheina overes, because Musaf is a mitzvah that's whose time will pass before Mincha passes. We follow the Tadir, and therefore you daven Mincha before you daven Musaf. Rabbi Zeiru kavachalosh megirsei. When Rabbi Zeiru got sick because of all of his learning and he didn't have the koach to learn, he went and sat by the doorway of Rabbi Nosson Bar Tuvi. Omar, he said, ki chalfi rabbanon oz eiku mikamayu va'kabel igra. When the chachamim pass by, then they leave the house of Rabbi Nosson Bar Tuvi. When they finish learning, I'm going to stand up for them, and then I'll get reward for standing up for them. So nafak asa Rabbi Nosson Bar Tuvi. So Rabbi Nosson Bar Tuvi comes out, and Rabbi Zeira says, who said the halach in the Beis HaMedrash that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda? Amalei, so Rabbi Nosson Bar Tuvi said in the Beis HaMedrash, we didn't say that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein halach like Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Mispalel Adam Shal Musavach, Chach Mispalel Shal Mincha. Rather, we said to pass like the Chachamim, they should daven Mincha first. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Amara. So Rabbi Zeira said, is Rabbi Yochanan the one that said this halacha? Amalei, in. Yeah, it was Rabbi Yochanan. Tani Minei Arba and Zimnins, Rabbi Zeira learned this from Rabbi Nosson Bar Tuvi 40 times. Amar Leis, so Rabbi Nosson Bar Tuvi asked, why is this halacha so precious to you that you're learning it 40 times? Chada hilach? Is this the first halach you ever learned from Rabbi Yochanan? And that's why you're so excited about it? Oh, chadas hilach. Or is this a halacha that's brand new to you that you would have assumed the other way, you would have assumed some other amora said it? Amrlei chadas hili. It's a brand new halacha for me, mishum de mesafka lib Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because I thought that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one that said this halacha. So main point, there's a machlokas, what to daven first, mincha or musaf. We paskin mincha comes first because tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. So Gemara brings a drasha from Rabbi Shua ben Levi about someone who delays the davening of musaf. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Comes spal tefillah shal musaf anachar shav shalos. Rabbi Yehuda, alofa kasav omer, Nuge mimoed asafti mimeich hayu. Someone who davens musaf after 7 hours of the day. According to Rabbi Yehuda, holds that you only have until 7 hours of the day because he delayed it. His tefillos are considered like broken and gathered and finished. My mashma dahai nuge lishna de tavruhu. Who said that nuge means broken? Kedimatargim Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, who's a great expert in Targum, translated the word Tavra Asi al San Ehon de Beis Yisrael al de Achru Zimne Moadaya de Birushalayim, that a brokenness came on the Sona Yisrael, on the haters of Israel, that they delayed the times of the Yom Tovim in Yerushalayim. So you see that Nogi is a Lashon of brokenness. Amar Rabbi Elazar, comes well to Shach Zachar Arba Shalosh Rabbi Yehuda. Alav Kas Vomer Nugi Mimar Desafti Mechayu. Similarly, someone who davened Shachris too late after 4 hours of the day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is the latest time to daven Shachris, also it's something terrible. My Mashma Tahay Nugi Lishna Tzaru. How do I know that the word Nugi means a Lashon of Tzar? Dolfa Nafshi Metuga. My soul drips with Tzar because of the great Tzar. Nachum Yitzchak Amar Mehacha. Besulosel nogos vihi mar la, that the besulos are bitsar and Yerushalayim is mar la, is also in great sar. Rav Avya chalash, Rav Avya got sick. Velo asa lepirkad Rav Yosef, and he didn't show up to Rav Yosef's shir. Lemachar kiyasa, the next day when he came to the Beis Medrash, ba Abaye lanuche daited Rav Yosef. Abaye wanted to calm Rav Yosef down, not to be upset at Rav Avya for not coming to shir. So Amalei, Abaye said to Rav Avya, maita melo asa mar lepirka, why didn't you come to the shir? Amalei davach chalash li bayi velo matzina, I was very ill and I couldn't come. Amaleis, Abaye said, Amai lo tam to midivasis, why didn't you have something to eat? You would have felt better and you could have come. Amalei, lo sav lamal, lahadi Rav Huna, damar Rav Huna, asa lo ladam, shitam klum kodim, sheispal, tfilis ha-musafin. Don't you hold like Rav Huna that one is not allowed to eat anything before Musaf? Amalei ibayle lemarlet sluy tzalosa de musafin biyachid v'litom midi ulemesei. You should have davened musaf without a minion biyachidus, eaten something, and then you could have come to the shir. Amalei v'losav lemarlo hadam Rabbi Yochanan asal adam shakim tefilasul tzilas atzibur. But don't you hold that it's aser for a yachid to daven his tefila before the tzibur davens? Amalei abay said lavit marala am Rabbi Abba b'tzibur shanu. Now that's only when you're in the tzibur, you're not allowed to daven before them. But if you're at home, you could daven musaf before the tzibur davens musaf. V'lasilchsa lo kravuna v'lo k'Rabbi Shimon Levi. We paskin neither like Rav Huna nor like Rabbi Shimon Levi. Krav Huna hada'amran, that a person is not allowed to eat before musaf. We don't paskin like that. We paskin one is allowed to eat technically before musaf. So that's why, like on Simchas Torah, we'll have the kiddush before musaf in most shuls. K'Rabbi Shimon Levi, dam Rabbi Shimon Levi, kiven she'egiyaz man tefilas ha'mincha, and we also don't pass on Rabbi Shimon Levi, because Rabbi Shimon Levi says once this man of Mincha comes, no one's allowed to eat anything kodim shispal tefilas Mincha until you daven Mincha. We don't paskin that way. So I guess the main point over here, we paskin that one is allowed to eat before davening musaf, and that even after the Zman Mincha came, one is permitted to eat before davening Mincha. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up Chav Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah.